Hi, friends. Welcome to the Get Real podcast. I am your host, Jess Cassidy, where we talk real about life, real estate, and everything in between. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Get Real podcast. Today, we have Lisa as our special guest here today. And she helps business owners get digitally organized without all of the overwhelm. So today we're going to be talking all about email and Google Drive and everything else that makes us all want to pull out our hair. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess. I'm really excited to talk about digital organization today and just simple things you can do to make life and business a whole lot easier.
Well, we really appreciate that because as real estate agents and brokers and all of that, we really slack in the area of organization for the most part and kind of barely can keep our heads above water. So give us a little bit of scoop about what you do and how you help everybody get organized with.
Yeah. So first of all, my husband's actually a real estate agent. So I know like how crazy and hectic the schedules can be.
And guys are even worse.
Yeah.
Not most of them.
Bad, but yeah, there's definitely things. So I was actually a high school Spanish teacher for 10 years and teachers get thrown all kinds of stuff at them and you get really good at juggling a million things at once. I was always super organized and I thought I would handle teaching okay. And I did not. Like, it was a mess for the first few years. So I figured it out. And once COVID hit, a lot of teachers for the very first time were thrown into like this online space where I'd been teaching at a one-to-one school. I taught for 7 years where kids all brought their own computers. So I was really used to handling like digital stuff. Yeah. And so I started actually working with teachers and I now work with business owners, but I work with people on pretty much anything that involves a digital space, but I spend a lot of time helping people declutter their inboxes and create a system to maintain their inboxes, as well as their files, whether that's storing them in Google Drive, that's where the majority of my clients have things, but also Dropbox. I work with a lot of people on their computer hard drives and things like their downloads folder that's full of really important stuff that has just accumulated, giving them strategies to get it out of there and creating, again, folder systems and file naming systems so they can actually find these things when they need them. And also implementing habits so that it doesn't get worse. We want to start having new good habits as new things come in while we're chipping away at the old kind of mountain of files. I also work with a lot of business owners that have like online courses or online memberships and do a lot of sort of the nuts and bolts behind the scenes for them, again, with file organization, but also project management and things like that.
One of the things that I really love about a lot of the stuff that you do is you call it done with you. So you don't just like say like, here, this is what you do, go do it and like leave everybody because I mean, come on, the majority of people are just going to do it, you know, as much as we sign up for things and everything. So I really love that, you know, you're there as much as people need as well.
Yeah. The done with you is a really important part because for a lot of people it is, they just need that. They need two things, really. They need that accountability to actually like follow through and do it. But also they just need someone to tell them what to do. Like, where do I even start? I think my record right now for a client with email was she had 160,000 unread emails. That wasn't all of her emails. That was just the unread emails. And that was across a couple of different accounts. She had personal and a couple business accounts as well. But, you know, you really just need somebody saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. I kind of always compare myself to like a physical trainer for your digital spaces. You know, like you just need somebody there cheering you on and telling you exactly what to do and making it feel manageable because like the last thing I'm ever going to tell you to do is, okay, you got to sit down for 4 hours and like tackle this giant mess. Like I also have a background in psychology, and I know that's, it's just, it's not cognitively possible. Okay. We're human beings. We're not built for that. So I'm very much about, here are the really small steps and habits that you can do to stay organized, get organized, and maintain your systems. And I do a lot of done with you. So it's that whole process, because I could come in and I could clean up your files, but in a week or two, they're going to be a mess again because you don't know the system. You don't have the habits. And also, I always tell people, anyone who says they have this like system for you to use and here's what you need to do, but they haven't talked to you or talked about your business, like run far away, because a good organizer, like physical or digital, should really get to know you. And especially when we're talking about digital, like non-tangible stuff, it's really important for me to know, you know, how do people think? What makes sense to you? When you look at this, what kind of categories naturally arise? Because 99% of the time, the way I would organize something is not the way my clients' brains work and want to organize something. And so again, if I just do it for you, you're not going to be able to find anything. It's not going to feel right for you and your business. And so that's another thing I do, is I really sit down and say, okay, tell me about what you do. Tell me how you think. I ask a lot of questions because I want it to work for you so that it's sustainable. That's the most important part of it all.
Yeah. And definitely being able to find everything afterwards. It kind of reminds me of like when somebody else takes care of the dishes and then you can't find anything, you know?
Yes. My husband is notorious for like, that doesn't go in that drawer. And again, that's me being a little crazy because normal people would be like, oh, that looks like the same kind of stuff. But I'm like, no, that goes here and it goes in this section of the drawer. Because
yeah. Well, I mean, if you're the one that's going to be looking for it, you won't know where to go and it will take you a lot longer to find it. And then you get frustrated. So just like the digital files.
And that frustration trickles down into your next client call, or you're on your way to like a house and you can't find like the flyer you had that you wanted, or the comps or whatever. And then you're frustrated and you're taking that energy into that showing or that final walkthrough or whatever. And, you know, that's just never good.
Yes, I completely agree. And I think, you know, with anything that we do in any business in general, is just like having the systems in place and the organization. And once you do that, you know, it just makes everything easier in the future once you have that established. But I love that, you know, you do it with more helpful instead of just here you go do it. And then, you know, I'm not getting done. Do you think that people struggle more with their email than the like Google Drive and Dropbox and stuff first? Because I kind of think like all the files kind of start there, right?
Yeah, it really depends on the situation. It depends on the person. Mm-hmm. Like my husband is either the best or the worst, depending on how you look at it, about checking his email, and that he like checks it so many times a day. So he's very on top of it and deleting things. But especially, you know, as real estate agents, depending how you're getting like documents and stuff, a lot of them probably are coming through your email. And they shouldn't live in your email. Like your email is not a filing system for anything. It's a communication tool, right? So I work with a lot of people. One thing, if you use Google, a lot of people are like running out of storage in their free Google accounts. And what not everybody realizes is your Google storage, it's Gmail, it's Google Drive, and it's Google Photos. So if you have a whole bunch of emails that have attachments on them or like really large multi-page PDFs, that's eating up your Google storage. Now, if you have a really good system and let's say you download that from that email and you put it in Google Drive, well, then that one document's like double dipping and taking up twice as much storage as it should because it's in your email and it's in Google Drive. So that's, you know, one thing. You want to pick where you're going to store things. And spoiler alert, it really shouldn't be your email. A lot of people struggle. Again, it just really depends. With teachers, it's more the Google Drive because they're in those files more. Mm-hmm. But with people that work in like a service-based industry where they have a lot of leads and they have a lot of client contact, it's email because they're just getting more email and they're getting more email that's not necessarily like spam, or it's not necessarily junk they can unsubscribe from. It's really valid email that is just all landing in their inbox and really quickly getting buried. So it really depends on the situation. But email, for a lot of service providers and service-based businesses, is the main one.
Okay, so let's talk about the email for a little bit. What is a couple of, like, if you had to give just a couple of tips of how we can kind of rein in our email a little bit? Obviously, you said, like, not just stop keeping everything there with the files and everything. But, you know, I mean, a lot of us have to keep our emails from transactions, you know, because they come and bite you in your bum later on. So you kind of have to, you know, create, you know, the files and keep that stuff in there. So what would be your suggestion to kind of tame that a little bit or rein it
in? So first of all, I'm going to say I am not an inbox zero person. When you start talking about email, it's like inbox zero, like it's this magical unicorn that's going to like solve all your problems. And I'm not a fan of inbox zero. My theory on your inbox is it should only contain things that you actively need to deal with or in the coming weeks or something. So what that means is you need to be moving things out of your inbox. Okay, well, where do we move them? You have a couple options. Obviously, you can delete it if it's something you really don't need. If you can delete it, great. My second choice would be to move it into a folder. Gmail calls these labels, and they work as labels. And they put literally nice little labels on your emails in your inbox. But you can also just move them to that, and they act as a folder. So for like real estate, for example, let's say you're currently working with like four or five different clients. Off to the side, I would have a folder for each client. You can put all of their correspondence in there. So that, you know, when Jess emails you and is asking, hey, what did we do for this? You know exactly where to go look for it. So instead of looking through your entire inbox, you just have to look through this little folder that you can probably just visually scan, or you can narrow down your search and find it faster. So folders would be my second best option. Then the third option would be to archive things. Archive is one of those buttons. Sometimes people hit it on accident and they're like, oh crap, where did it go? Yeah. When you archive an email, what it does, it puts it in that all mail category. So in Gmail and other processors as well, or other systems, you have your inbox and then you have the all mail category. And that's all of your mail. It's your inbox and all of your folders and things like that. So if you archive something, it takes it out of your inbox, but it is still searchable. So that's a nice option as well. And when Jasmine, you mentioned that like, sometimes you got to save stuff in case something comes back to like bite you in the butt later. That was a thing in teaching as well. And I literally had a folder called Save Just in Case. And it was all of those like parent communications for me to be like, oh, no. I did. Like, we already resolved this. Like, here's how this went. And so for real estate, you know, I would probably, because I like to really subdivide my stuff, I would probably have a folder, and depending on, you know, the volume and what the market's like and how fast things are moving in your area, I would maybe have a folder for like each month. So like February 2023, here's all the deals, like past deals that closed in February 2023, March 2023, or you could go by quarter, like Q1 2023, here's all the stuff. And so then if you're keeping it, like here's, you know, what I had, here's the house I sold Lisa McCarg, and I can take everything from her folder, put it into Q1 of 2023, hold on to that for however long you need to, let's say it's 2 years or something. And then in what would be Q1 of 2025, I could delete, you know, all of those emails from 2023. That makes it easier for you too in the future to manage, to know, oh, these are all two-year-old deals, like probably good to go. So I don't remember what your original question was. I think it was how to start organizing. But it, in your inbox, have your inbox be your most pressing items. And then everything you can file, file or archive it. And if you can delete it, delete it. If you have never done this, depending how long you've had this specific email account, go to that all mail tab that has all of your mail. And in Gmail, if you go up in the top right-hand corner, there'll be numbers and it'll tell you like 1 through 20,000 or however many emails you happen to have. Mm-hmm. Hover your mouse over that and you're going to see a little box pop up that says newest, oldest. Click on oldest. It's going to take you to the last page of all mail. And if you've never done this, and if you've had your email for a long time, you're going to find some really old emails. The first time I did this with my personal account, it was, I think I did this in 2021, and I found emails from 2013. And it was like, oh, wow. I do not need these emails. I did this with a client in 2022, and she had emails from 2006. She's a super successful entrepreneur. And these were emails from college, like with her college buddies. And I was like, you don't need these. She's like, oh no, it'll be fun to look through. And I was like, client, you didn't even know they were there. Are you, and you're so busy. Are you really going to sit down and reread emails from 2006? Probably not, but okay. Now you know they're there. But that's usually if email is what really stresses you out, or you're just like, oh my God, I hate my email. Doing that all mail and going to the oldest is a really easy way to kind of get momentum with decluttering, because you will find some old stuff.
I'm trying to find the all mail in here.
So if you're in your inbox and yeah. you go to the look at the left-hand side
yeah.
where it says like inbox and da-da, you might have to click more at the bottom of the top section because you can customize what shows there. But if you click more and expand all of it, you'll see something that says all mail. Actually, wait, I have my inbox open. I could just come over here and do this.
Found it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. There's a lot in there.
Yeah, right. And then sometimes you're like, oh, I have how many? Because it's not just your inbox. It's all the mail. 193,000. How many?
193,000.
Yep. There you go. And then I'm also the person that I'm like, if people are like, I'm like, I'll say stuff like, okay, do you really need like 193,000 emails? You're not like in a judging way, but like in a practical speaking way, you know, there's no reason you need that much, because again, your brain cannot process that much information and odds are most of it you don't need anymore. That's a really great way to start. And again, it's funny doing what I do, because people are always like, when they find like, oh, you'd freak out if you saw my desktop or my Google Drive or my email. And I'm like, no, I really won't, because nobody taught you how to get organized. And not everybody's like an organizational control freak like I am. Some people are. I've met them and they're lovely. And some people aren't. And I've met them and they're lovely as well. And so that's the other thing too. People are always like scared I'm going to judge them or something. Yeah. And I'm like, no, like life is busy. And there's always something more important than organizing. In the case of real estate, it's following up on leads. It's having that open house. It's, you know, getting like your listing in the MLS and all that. There's always something. It's going grocery shopping, spending time with your family and friends. You know, there's always something more important. So it gets pushed down, and it shouldn't be the most important thing. And it shouldn't be what you're spending a lot of time on, which is why I really approach it by, okay, I want you to take 10 minutes a day and do XYZ. Do that, you know, 3 times a week or every day if you like really want to get after it, and you're gonna see results. If you've ever read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, he's got a whole really wonderful section about getting 1% better and the cumulative effects of that. And that's really my approach to digital organization as well, is you don't have to do this giant overhaul. It's really about just getting in little habits. And a lot of times I will tell people to time themselves. I legit have a kitchen timer on my desk. Hi, I was a teacher. Yeah. But a lot of times people think unsubscribing from an email is just, oh, it's just like too much work. I can just swipe and delete it. And I actually sent out an email not too long ago, and I got into the whole psychology of why unsubscribing feels hard and why marketers put all these little extra steps. There's a reason. It's because humans are lazy. All of us are. Yeah. But I said, the way to trick your brain out of that is to time yourself and realize it takes not even 30 seconds. And then your brain's like, oh, that's actually not an effort. And you do it. And it like cuts the head off of the dragon and you solve the problem at the source. So now instead of having to delete and swipe, like, I don't know, these 10 emails, they're not even showing up.
Yep.
And that might not seem like a big deal, but the again, that cumulative effect of all of these little actions, these little decisions, these little bits of time and energy that are getting eaten up by that, it adds up to a lot of time and energy that you're spending on these really, I'm just gonna say these stupid things that should not be eating up your time and energy. Like my goal as a digital organizer is to make your life easier so you can get out of your inbox, you can get out of your files and get onto the important stuff. Like that's what I want you to do. I don't want you to spend hours organizing. I want you to spend hours in your business or your life and doing things that really light you up, not swearing at Google Drive or your inbox and trying to find that one email from that one client that you really need.
Can we talk about the archiving again? If you archive stuff, does it free up space?
No.
It doesn't like compress it down or anything?
No, it'd be amazing if it did.
Okay. Yeah.
it doesn't actually free up any space, okay. But it gets it out of your inbox. Mm-hmm. So as far as Google storage space, doesn't free that up. But as far as like mental space and visual clutter in your inbox, that it helps with.
Yeah.
I always say it's kind of like taking that, I don't know, like I live in Nebraska. We have all four seasons. We get from 0 to 100, like more extreme. But it's like taking that box of sweaters you're not going to need for a few months and putting them up on the top shelf of your closet. You know where they are when you need them. And you're not constantly moving them out of the way to get to what you really need. So yeah. That's what archiving is like. And spoiler alert, you can do this with your files as well. I run into a lot of people, again, especially teachers, that are afraid to delete things because what if I need it just in case?
Yeah.
And I always say, create a folder in Google Drive called just in case or old files or archived or might need this to save my butt someday. And put them in there because then you still have them and they're not in your way. They're not visually cluttering up that My Drive space and hiding things you really want to get to. So it's a way of keeping stuff if you're afraid to let it go without it being in the way and you always having to like digitally like step over it or look around it or move it out of the way.
Digital hoarders. That's what we are.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah. There's actually, so I was a psych minor. I really love psychology. And there's a lot more studies coming out about digital hoarding and digital clutter and its effects. There already exist a ton on like physical clutter and working or living in that environment. And the thing is, your brain doesn't care if it is a pile of papers on your desk or a whole mess of files on your computer desktop. It does not distinguish between the two. It still just reads it as clutter and overwhelm and like fires off the amygdala and all of your like fight or flight and stress stuff. But there's a lot of really interesting research coming out and digital hoarding is actually a thing. It usually gets focused on when it comes to photos and things like that.
Yeah.
All of that. So
I can see why. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not work with photos. I get asked a lot and I'm like, nope. I know people that specialize in that. And I will happily.
I mean, that's probably a very sensitive area too. And you know, people can get very angry if you.
Yeah. I feel like photos are a little more emotional, but like mm-hmm. actually it's weird. Files. Most of my clients cry. Most of them at some point in the process, they'll cry because they're overwhelmed in the beginning and like talking about it and actually verbalizing how much it's weighing on them. Or they'll cry at the end because they're so relieved and they didn't even realize like how much pressure it was. And we do like, again, I work with a lot of teachers, but business owners as well, especially if they've built it from nothing, there's a lot of emotional attachment to digital like files, like, oh my God, that was my first like lead magnet and my first opt-in. And it is like the emotions really come into play, even though you think like, oh, it's files. It should be so cut and dry. But
so what you're saying is you make people cry.
Yes, I was a
happy and sad.
Cry, and now I'm a digital organizer. I make people cry. Actually, I didn't make that many people cry as a teacher. I was actually a pretty nice teacher. Yeah.
I make people cry. So one last thing on the email.
Yeah.
Do you recommend that everybody goes through their trash and permanently deletes it or just lets it go itself? Or
so your trash in Gmail, it'll actually empty it for you every 30 days. I'm now pulling it up to check. Yeah, it's every 30 days. Gmail will empty it for you. If you are a person that is like living on the edge and running out of space, yeah, you might want to go in and manually delete your trash. Or if you're a person, again, that you need to free up storage and you go through and you delete a bunch of stuff with attachments, yes, then go in and manually delete it so you instantly like free up that storage. Google Drive's the same way. When you trash something in Google Drive, it'll sit in your Google Drive trash for 30 days before it's deleted. So really you're okay. It'll eventually someone else will take the trash out for you, which is really nice. But if you are like, I have worked with people who they are not receiving emails because they have run out of storage space. And so people are trying to send them. Usually it's when people are trying to send them something with an attachment and it will never go through because they don't have the storage space for it. So in that case, then I would delete it, but otherwise it'll take care of itself every 30 days.
Okay. So we've already talked a little bit about Google Drive and they're pretty similar to Gmail a lot in some areas and stuff. Is there anything specific in the Google Drive that you can give some tips on of how to, you know, just a little quick organization?
Yeah. So with Google Drive, it is a lot of the same tips. If you're watching the video and I'm like, why is she staring off to the side? Because I have two monitors and I'm actually going to pull this up so I can tell you exactly right. So with Google Drive, a lot of people, they let just everything live in the My Drive section, or they maybe don't have the folders. And I always say that is a lot like taking, if you were to walk into your bedroom, take all of your clothes out of the closet and the drawers, whatever, and throw them all in a heap on your bedroom floor. You're never going to find what you want. Your favorite sweater is going to be buried. God help you find like two matching socks, right? And whatever's in the middle and bottom of that heap, you're never going to see it again because you're never going to like dig into that. That's what it's like when all of your files just live in My Drive or in your downloads folder or your documents folder, whatever. It's like a big heap. And a lot of people feel really overwhelmed. They're like, oh, I'm not an organized person. I can't get organized. And I'm just like, and the first thing I say is, where are your socks? Like, what? like if you're listening or watching this, where are your socks? You instantly know they're in my bedroom. They're in the dresser. They're in the top left drawer and they're in the front middle section. You don't go look in your start opening kitchen drawers to find your socks. You already manage a really complex organizational system. It's your house. Like, you know where your socks are. You know where your forks are. You know where things are. So you can be an organized person. Organization, it is a skill, just like anything else. Nobody comes out of the womb knowing how to organize or knowing how to digitally organize because it's different. So with Google Drive or wherever you store your folder or your files, create folders. What those folders are really depend on you and your situation and your brain, but start creating some folders. If you're struggling with space, in Google Drive, there's two different views. There's a list view, which is what I like. And then there's a grid view that like makes everything a little box, which is what probably 97% of my clients use. But if you go to list view across the top, it gives you, you can sort by name, owner, last modified, and file size. If you hover over last modified, they actually give you some date options. And one of those options is last opened by me. The last time you actually opened the file, not when it was created, not when you changed it, but the last time you actually opened it. If you click on that last opened by me, and again, if you haven't done this and you've had this account for a while, I would very confidently bet you are going to find files you haven't even opened in years. And then my question is, if you haven't even opened this file in 4 or 5 or more years, do you really need it? The answer is probably no. And sometimes people do this and they're like, oh my God, I forgot about this. This is like amazing. And then I say, great, let's go ahead and like name it something and put it in that folder so you can find it. So that's a great way if you, again, need to start decluttering, or you're like, I don't even know where to start. This all feels really hard and really overwhelming. Starting with old files is a lot easier, and it helps you kind of build up that decluttering muscle, and it builds some momentum. Just like if you're decluttering your home, you do not start with the box of family heirlooms. You start with like one section of the junk drawer. Okay, we start with the easy stuff to build up momentum and to get better at it. So that's one great place to start. The other nice place is, again, getting rid of really big files. So actually in Google Drive, usually on the left-hand side towards the bottom, there's like a little cloud that says storage. Mm-hmm. And if you click on that, what it's going to do is it is going to organize your files. It's going to show you the biggest file in your Google Drive. These are going to be videos. These are going to be really big PDFs. And then you're going to get down into photos and things like that. And so sometimes, again, with teachers, they would find like old student video projects, again, usually from like years ago. And a lot of times you can find stuff, they're like, oh, okay, I really don't need, like mine are all videos. In some cases, like, I don't really need that. So, and sometimes you do need them. But that can be another great place to start. Start with the really big files, because again, it clears up storage. And sometimes you find stuff you really need, like, oh my God, I forgot I had that. You know, I should really use that again. And the other tip then, when we talk about putting stuff in file folders, I wish I had a one size fits all. And I'd be like, these are the ones you should make. But I don't, because it depends on your business. And I could sit down with 10 different real estate agents or 10 brokers, and every single one of them is going to be unique in how they think about things. And so how they organize their files is going to be different. So my advice is always to think about, okay, look at stuff and see what sort of, if you had to put them in categories, what kind of categories or patterns or groups naturally come up in your brain. And the thing people say a lot of times, say, well, is this the right way to do it? And I'll say, is it working for you? Well, yeah, but great. If it's working for you, it's the right way to do it. There is no wrong way to organize something unless it's not working for you. If it's not working for you, then it's not the right way. But we need to find the right way. And like I said, most people I work with, the way they end up organizing things is not the way I would do it. And that doesn't mean that they're right or they're wrong. It means that's the right choice for them. Yeah. So that's what they should go with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that you know, it's, I mean, everything is so customized to mm-hmm. the specific person. So speaking of that, let's talk a little bit about your new email course you have.
Yeah. So I actually, it's such a funny story. I never intended to like help people with email, but it's what I kept getting asked about. And email is one of those things that you can do some more kind of one size fits all of how, here's how you clean it out, or here's, because you are kind of constricted a little bit by just the platform itself. It's not as customizable as something like files and folders. So I had launched my course, Tame Your Inbox, a while ago. I kind of did like a beta run, got a lot of really great feedback. And I recently re-recorded the entire thing. And it's a self-paced course all about how to tame your inbox, because a lot of people just feel like their inbox is out of control and running over them. And so I walk you through, A, how to search your inbox like a pro, because let's face it, if it's a mess and you have to search, that's okay. Let's search well though. So how to search well, how to first, we actually start with setting up a system. So here are different ways to set up folders. Here are some different things to ask yourself, different ways to consider. Here's how you get fancy with it. We talk about email filters, whether you want things automatically labeled, automatically sorted. you can do a lot with filters. So we take a really deep dive into that. And then we talk about how to declutter your inbox. And I give you several ways to do that because people like to approach it different ways. Some people like that slow and steady chip away at it. And some people are like, no, I'm sitting down for 3 days and I am plowing through 192,000 emails and I am not stopping until it's done. So I give you like both routes. You pick what works for you. And then we talk about how to maintain it. Because again, we can get you totally organized, but if you don't have new habits and strategies in place to keep it organized, everything you just did was pointless. So there's an entire section dedicated to here are those daily habits, here are those baby steps to get things, to maintain it, to sustain this and make it sustainable. And finally, there's just a whole section of like my very favorite Gmail tips where we like dive into the lesser known features of it. And it's kind of a, hey, if you want to do this, do this. If this applies to you, great. And all the videos are about 10 minutes because nobody has time to sit down and watch, you know, like a 40-minute video about how to organize. Right. So everything is around 10 minutes. Some of them, I think the biggest one is maybe 14, and that's filters, which is a huge thing. But it's really designed to be manageable, and it's not, here's what you have to do. It's, here's a bunch of different strategies. If this feels good for you, do it. If you want to do this, awesome. If you don't, don't. And it's really designed. I came at it with really anyone in mind, but also business owners especially, because oftentimes as business owners, you have your personal email, you have a business email. Like I think at one point, I think I was managing 12 inboxes between my own and clients. Mm-hmm. And so it's really geared for people that have a lot of email and are maybe getting a lot more emails than kind of like your average person, I suppose. So, and that actually, it opens tomorrow. Tomorrow's March 1st as we're recording this. And so that actually opens to the public tomorrow. There was a pre-sale with my email list, but if that's something that you're interested in learning more about, you can go to lisamch.com/tame, T-A-M-E, and learn more about that.
And we also have all the links too that we'll share as well so that you have access to them easily. And you also have a workshop that you did in January that you're probably going to do again in the next couple of months, right?
Yeah. In January, I actually, I've done a few of these, but I hosted like a New Year digital declutter because again, New Year, everyone wants to get organized. And for teachers, again, it's like the start of the new semester. For business owners, we're back in quarter one. And it's a really good time to sit down and look at your systems. And so I'll be hosting another one, like the spring cleaning edition of that. And I haven't settled exactly on a date yet, but it is this last one. I always kind of poll people like, hey, do you want to do this in like 1 day, 2 days? But this last one, it was a Saturday morning for 90 minutes. And we talked about decluttering Google Drive, your computer hard drive, and we got into Gmail as well. So it really is the focus on that one is really decluttering. And so if you're a person, you just have a whole lot of stuff, you don't really know where to start, this is what you want. You come live, we get stuff done, and then you also get the replays for at least a month. I think this last time they had them for a month and a half. So you have time to come back and revisit it again when your schedule allows you to do it.
Yes, that's perfect. And Lisa also has on her website a freebie that you guys can grab, and it's called the 3 steps to email box that doesn't look like shit. So it helps you get a little tame on that email box. And it's a good way, you know, to connect with Lisa, you know, and get in there and get added to her email list and all the good stuff that she'll send out later on. So you can keep an eye out for that upcoming workshop. So we have all of Lisa's links that we're going to share later for her self-paced course and also her website where you can connect with her if you want a more one-on-one customized program and just have Lisa's help sit there and she can hold your hand if you need it, as some of us do.
I'll try not to make you cry.
At least not until the end with happy tears.
Yeah, like happy tears. Like, you know, usually it's either happy tears or they're crying about stuff from before I came along. So I don't actively go and try to make people cry.
Well, that is good. But, you know, I mean, as, you know, a self-proclaimed crier, I totally understand. And I could cry for good and bad as well. So I totally get that. But like I said, we're going to share all of Lisa's links. So you guys have access to all of that. And Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today. What a pleasure. And I am definitely going to go check out my all male situation that I now realize I have 193,000 emails that I need to figure out my life with. So thank you so much for joining us today, Lisa.
You're so welcome. Thank you for letting me come and talk and get really passionate about like a really unsexy topic, but it really does make a difference. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode. If you would like to find out any more information about our free training and coaching and any other programs that we have, or to find out more information about joining the Modern Real Estate Agent team, please visit us at www.themodernrealestateagent.com. Thanks and have a great day.